Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Small After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barbara Warner's here. Barbara's a new friend. She's the president of Knight Dental Group. She's a certified dental lab technician. She's a leader in that industry. She's an accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry. She's also the president of the National Association of Dental Laboratories. I think they're going to put her up for the global, maybe even the galactic leader of the Association of Dental Laboratories. Wherever they need a leader, she's going to be there. Barbara Warner, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So are you running for the galactic leader of the dental laboratory industry?
Well, I will. Let's put it that way.
That's what I said.
All my spare time dedicated.
If there's a job, you'll take it, right? Hey, Barbara. In another life, I was a consultant to individual businesses before I started my media company. And one of the groups that I worked with were some dentists. And I learned decades ago, I learned that if you want to find out how an economy is going, almost like day by day, if the economy is trending down, then and you're wondering about that, the first canaries to get that message were the dentists. They were the first people to see their appointments fall off before anybody else had any idea the economy was weakening. What do you think?
I completely agree. My dad started the laboratory 45 years ago, and he used to say the same thing. He would be like, oh, my God, we're getting slow. What's happening? Whether it was summer and the kids were going to school. There was always some inclination where people were or were not spending money. And it would definitely go down to the dentist and their appointments and how many crowns they were ordering. So, yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, no, that was really weird, and because as I was working with them over the years, you know, they would I was trying to help them with different things, and including some marketing, and they would complain about it, you know, and then what I found as an observer of all that, I would see in 3 months we'd start getting a word that the economy had fallen off a little bit or whatever, you know, and the dentist already knew about that. So I'm surprised there isn't a national dental index to tell you where the economy is going rather than the GDP. I mean, I think they should use your guys as a bellwether for that. So how has the dental industry and you're in the laboratory technician world, how have you guys handled how has the coronavirus impacted you?
So I would say back in March, we definitely, I mean, we simply just stopped having incoming work coming in. The dentist shut down, patients stopped going. We actually had to furlough 80% of our employees, which was super hard. And then just kind of got through it one day at a time, stopped spending money, stopped budgeting, just sort of kind of put a halt to it. You know, we connected with a lot of people in our industry and talked about what was going on and, you know, what was happening. And then I'll be darned, as soon as everything opened back up, we were so busy within, I would say, 5 days. It was like we never had a slowdown. I mean, like people flew back to the dentist. And I think it's because, you know, they wanted a little normalcy back. They wanted to go. They wanted to get their crowns done. Their teeth hurt. You know, they were just like, you know, sign me up. And we're super busy now. We're up. And, you know, I've been optimistic all along because I think people need their teeth and they care about themselves and their hygiene
What's your addressing? What you just described is the fact that this wasn't an economic slowdown. This was an aberration that assaulted our economy our unprecedentedly strong economy. This was an unprecedented aberration. And once it sort of abated a little bit, which I'm hoping it'll continue to do that, we went back to the strength that we had before, and the pent-up demand roared back, right?
Oh, big time. And people don't like to be told what to do, you know. How dare you tell me I can't go out or wear a mask or not go to the dentist? And so,
not me.
You know, I think
not
that
me.
Was a...
Not me, Barbara. I'm Mr. Compliant. What are you talking about? So.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not a control freak either. So, yeah. But, yeah, they
no,
flew
Barbara,
back.
We're control enthusiasts.
And that's, yeah, optimist.
That's the story I'm sick of too. So you know, you can't blame people though. Even if the government doesn't shut you down, you can't blame people during a pandemic like this for not wanting. I mean, if you think about it, dentistry is a pretty physically invasive process, right? You know, you're sitting there with your mouth
absolutely.
Wide open, and people have got their hands in your mouth. With a lot of tools and stuff like that, that's a pretty invasive process. You can't blame people for wanting to stay away from that.
Yeah, I would have thought. You know, we talked about it, and you know, thinking that they, you know, they would be scared about that. And I've talked to a couple dentists. I actually went in for my hygiene, and they make you swish, you know, some antiseptic, and they take your temperature. But I think that the things that we're already doing as an industry, as well as the dental. You know, we're already super compliant. Mm-hmm. You know, they sanitize, they sterilize. You know, the environment itself is safe.
One of the things I worry about, though, is the withholding of service because of this thing for people. As most people know, your dental health has a direct effect on your overall health. I mean, there are people who are not going to survive. Not getting their tooth fixed, I mean they could have an infection in a tooth that could take out their heart. This happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. It's like people were in pain for those 2.5-3 months that they weren't allowed to go to the dentist. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
you know, it's just like it affects your health. It affects how you sleep, how you feel. Your face is swollen. You're in pain. Ugh. Yeah, I agree.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to get Barbara to talk to us about her specific industry, the dental laboratory industry. That's an industry we haven't talked a lot about on the show that I want you to know about. And I know a lot of folks who do this myself, and I'm one of their customers. I've had a little gold in my mouth before. 20 after the hour, right back with Barbara Warner. She's the president of Knight Dental Group. Stay with us. That's all I've ever gonna say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.